Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is vowing to build a new American economy that works for all Americans when he takes office on January 20th. Biden, who inherits an economy staggered by the coronavirus pandemic, is urging Congress to pass a robust package of relief in December before newly elected lawmakers take office in January. On Tuesday, Biden also introduces key economic advisors, including former Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, as his nominee for Treasury Secretary. Yellen, if confirmed by the Senate, would be the first woman to head the Treasury Department in more than 200 years. She called the effect of the coronavirus on the U.S. economy the world's largest American tragedy. In a new setback to President Donald Trump's effort to overturn his election loss, Attorney General William Barr said Tuesday that the Department of Justice found no evidence of widespread fraud that would alter the outcome of the presidential election. Barr told the Associated Press that U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have examined complaints about fraud but have found no evidence that would change the election results. Trump did not immediately react to Barr's comments, but in a statement, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and campaign senior legal advisor, Jenna Ellis, said there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation of election fraud. And the Department of Justice is investigating a potential crime involving bribery and presidential pardons, according to a court document unsealed on Tuesday. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee says healthcare workers and nursing home residents should be among the first Americans to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The decision by the committee comes as the U.S. records record numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. The U.S. recorded more than 4.3 million cases of COVID-19 in November, roughly double the number from a month earlier. The FDA is considering an emergency request from Pfizer to authorize the use of its vaccine. Moderna said Monday it also would apply for emergency use authorization of its vaccine. Ghana's essential workers, including police, military personnel, and healthcare workers, cast their votes Tuesday ahead of next Monday's national elections. President Nana Akufo-Addo is facing 11 challengers, including former President John Mahama. The opposition leader is expected to be the president's strongest rival in the West African nation's election. Africa News cites a recent survey by the Center for Democratic Development that shows incumbent President Akufo-Addo held a slight lead over Mahama. Both candidates made reviving Ghana's economy as a cornerstone of their campaigns. An unmanned Chinese spacecraft collected its first samples on Wednesday after landing on the moon, according to a government announcement. The spacecraft launched on November 24th. It's the latest venture by a Chinese space program that sent its first astronaut into orbit in 2003. Has a spacecraft en route to Mars and aims to eventually land a human on the moon. Plans call for the lander to spend about 2 days drilling into the lunar surface and collecting rocks and debris. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong taken from detention center to court Wednesday to be sentenced for charges relating to a demonstration. Wong, along with other activists Agnes Chow and Ivan Lam, had pleaded guilty to charges over the anti-government protests outside police headquarters last year. Their arrests were among scores in Hong Kong since Beijing in June imposed a national security law on the financial hub targeting those opposed to China's increasing political control over that city. And the United States on Tuesday sharply criticized China for not enforcing sanctions on North Korea and vowed to step up its efforts as hopes fade for a last-minute breakthrough under outgoing President Donald Trump. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.